Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
Borbis Pod coming to you here after a week four loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. Your Miami Dolphins suffering their first defeat of the season as they lose to Cincinnati on Thursday Night Football 27-15 in a game that's obviously overshadowed by the unfortunate loss of Tua Tagovailoa, who left the game in the first half suffering a concussion and what was thought that at the minute that maybe it would have been something worse. And the Dolphins fought hard after that. They had a chance in this game to take the lead late, and Teddy Bridgewater had a late interception, and Cincinnati responded to that by getting a touchdown, and that was about all she wrote from there, as they get their record back to 500, the defending AFC champions. And we can get into some of the game, and certainly there were some interesting moments from this Dolphins team. I thought that Teddy Bridgewater, had a valiant effort in what was a really, really tough situation. And I thought that we had a great game from Tyreek Hill. You know, this Thursday Night Football is, I think out of this, is going to be the thing that I'm most pissed at, because I just think that these games are typically trash. And we really are squeezing so much juice out of this football that we love so much. But we'll get into all that later on. Let's start off getting into the important stuff, which is the health of Tua Tagovailoa, who took a vicious hit and was basically suplexed. And it was interesting because I didn't it didn't quite comprehend at the time, like, what was happening to him in real time. He kind of just saw, like, the hit happen, and immediately they go to a close-up of his hands, and you can see, like, his fingers are all, like, some are straight, some are, like, all, and I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, initially, like, did Tua, like, break his fingers? Like, what the hell's going on there? It's like, no, like, you all come into this spot where the worst that you could have thought happened, the worst case scenario of what could have happened to your quarterback, had just happened on the football field, on national television, in front of everybody. And there's going to be a lot of debate this week about, and a lot of people pissed off this week about whether or not the Dolphins fudged injury reports or were willingly negligent or overlooked some things to allow their quarterback to play. Because we all saw last week Tua take a hit, stumble and wobble, go back to the locker room, come back, and we kind of forget all of it because he had a big-time ballsy throw. The Dolphins won. And then when you win in football, everything is peaches and cream. You kind of forget about it. But I said this leading into the game, and I said it on this podcast. I said it on my other broadcasts that I don't think it would have been the worst thing in the world for the Dolphins to sit Tua this week. Now, I get it. It's Thursday Night Football, and we all want the storyline, and the storyline for this game was absolutely Tua versus Joe Burrow. And that hearing the coach even speak earlier in the week where he was saying, well, Tua's got not only a back banged up, but he's got an ankle banged up, and we'll see if he's able to go. I was like, oh, well, that kind of sounds like things aren't going to be so great with my quarterback who has to play in 3 days. But then you heard Tua talk, and the idea, the mood shifted, and it went to, I'm going to play this game. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get out there. And I think that when people are going to be really pissed off, there's going to be a lot of hands that are in this. And I do think that this idea of the player wanting to get out there and suit up, and he knows this is a do or die year for him and a big year, and durability has been a question for him in the past. I think all of that stuff plays into this barbaric, crazy sport that has people playing with fractures in their back and busted ribs and busted ankles. And you are given all of this pressure put on you to get out there and suit up. And if you stink up the joint, there's no reward for it, really. You have to not only be tougher than anybody else, but you have to be tougher than anybody else and perform. And I thought that this was one of the rare occasions that the Dolphins were in a position with Tua where he clearly, okay, let's say he didn't have a concussion. He clearly wasn't himself. He acknowledged after the game that his back was jacked up. The coach had said that his back had him like Gumby, the claymation character who could morph into many shapes, for those of you who don't know who that is. Maybe an old reference. And going into this week, the Dolphins really had this rare opportunity to take on a Bengals team, put Teddy Bridgewater out there, and just let Tua rest. Like, get him the type of treatment that he needs to get this back issue put away. And I thought that you saw a quarterback today who didn't quite look like himself. He was missing throws that he doesn't normally miss. He had a terrible underthrow, which you knew before this injury happened that all the pundits were going to get crazy over because of the interception that he threw trying to get the ball to Tyreek Hill. He didn't look like himself yet. He also had a drop pass by Chase Edmonds, but the guy did not physically look all the way there. And I thought that the Dolphins and him and whomever decided like the best idea is he's going to bandage up and toughen up and do whatever he can to make this game happen. I thought that was kind of a stupid decision because you're already 3-0. This isn't a divisional game. It's a quick turnaround. You had Xavier Howard who was dealing with some things, Jalen Waddle who were dealing with some things. Xavier Howard couldn't finish the game. We know Teron Armstead's been dealing with stuff all season with that toe. Seems like he's always dealing with something. But the worst nightmare scenario happened where you had a quarterback who nobody really believes wasn't concussed last week. You know, national or independent arbiters or independent neurologists or whatever they want to throw out there. It was enough for the NFL Players Association to launch an investigation and say, hey, we don't think this was all on the up and up. And now, part of that I do think is like, yeah, the people, there's pressure. Tua wants to get out there. He wants to go win for his team. He's an insane competitor. But that's kind of where like all of this stuff stems from, is that these people who are more competitive than many of us can even relate to and are willing to put their bodies through things that we're not quite, that we can't quite comprehend on an insane level, they will do whatever it takes to get back out there on the field. Whether that is lying, whether that is, you know, being able to fudge some tests or whatever. And, you know, for this to happen on a national stage to a guy who's very famous and has, you know, a lot of things surrounding him all the time, everything that he does is a debate. Now you have the situation where he gets his back busted on and he does suffer a concussion. Even the coach admitted that this time around, mere days away from a time where he couldn't even stand up in the middle of the field. And so, you know, the Dolphins are going to come out there and they're going to debate this, and you know, the fan base is going to come out here and defend the team. And there's going to be a lot of people yelling at the Dolphins and a lot of people wanting, you know, somebody punished for it. Somebody has to pay for this. You're going to get a lot of that. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough couple weeks for the Dolphins to deal with this, man, because you had a lot of NFL players out here who saw that reaction and said that he should have been playing. You had stars from other teams saying that he couldn't have been playing. You saw national analysts saying that he should have been playing. And it's going to be a rough look. I think it's going to be a rough couple of days here for the Dolphins to have to deal with this storm of Tua's injury, because we all have eyes, dude. We all, you know, it just didn't smell right from the moment that it happened. It was like, okay, cool, balls. You were able to get through this. You were able to, maybe this, and look, I'm not saying one concussion. I'm not a neurologist. Maybe this was a mild concussion that Tua suffered. You know, I see in fighting all the time, guys can have flash knockouts pop up, get back into a fight. And there are guys who are knocked out cold. There are different levels to this game, but I do know that a lot of the times mild ones can lead to big ones. And so, yeah, Tua had a little bit of a weird situation where a guy shoved him. He landed on the back of his head. Maybe it wasn't like the most vicious hit in the world, but it was enough for him to be wobbly and wasn't able to sustain himself. He could call it a back. You know, they can sit here and say it's a back injury. Fine. But maybe it was one of those that was just a little bit, maybe it was back with a little bit of this messed up on the side of it, and he was left himself prone to another. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. All I know is he clearly wasn't physically all the way right. Head, back, whatever the hell you want to say. And the Dolphins putting him out there in that spot was stupid. It was a stupid thing to do. And now you wonder, like, all right, when is he going to be back available? When is the responsible time for him to be back out there? You know, as he's getting carted off that field and everybody just looks stunned and shook, and you're wondering how the hell are they supposed to play a football game? He's not really moving anything as he leaves the field. McDaniel's talking to him. Everybody looks upset. And then they finally get a tweet from the Dolphins at halftime that he has been moving his extremities, which was unbelievably great news. And then you get news after the game that he's going to fly back with the team, which is more great news. But even if they avoided disaster here, the Dolphins, I think, needed to look at the situation of this season and what they were going into here, and should have took better care of their player. You know, they do this all the time during the preseason, where like, you know, I heard this all the time, protect these players from themselves. These guys want to be out there, they're super competitive, but you got to limit their reps. And it's like, you know, well, why aren't we doing this in week four, where you're off to a 3-0 start, and you're asking this quarterback who's jacked up all over the place with his back, his ankle, maybe his head, and you still are going to, he's obviously going to push to play, but I think those are the times where it's really upon you. And I think it is upon, you know, Mike McDaniel as a first year head coach who has been nothing but roses and praise this early going. I do think that's upon him to tell his quarterback, you know what, maybe we should not do this. And, you know, the unfortunate thing happened. Mike McDaniel was obviously getting the business from some reporters after the game. And here is a little bit of the Dolphins head coach.
Yeah, otherwise we would have reported him having a head injury. I mean, that's why the NFL has these protocols. And there's not, like, every single NFL game that is played. There's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter. So, for me, as long as I'm coaching here, if there's any, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into the concussion protocol, and it's very strict if people don't vary or stray, we don't mess with that. Never have. And as long as I'm the head coach, that will never be an issue that you guys have to worry about.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I mean, like, look, again, I'm not sitting here thinking this is like Varsity Blues and Mike McDaniel's getting on his walkie-talkie and he's like, is Tua okay? Give him some smelling salts. Do whatever you got to do to get him back out there. And I do think that in a lot of these cases, I do think it's player driven. I do think that these players do whatever it takes to get out there, especially a guy like Tua, who has a lot riding on this year, has a lot riding on things for, you know, his future, his long term future, his family, all that type of stuff. I think he knows it's a heavy stakes, high stakes year. And for him to go out there Monday, Thursday night football against the quarterback that, you know, was the number one pick over the year, where he was supposed to be the number one pick, where he has this, this devastating injury, and Joe Burrow kind of took all his stuff. And so I don't look at this as some, like, you know, thing where Mike McDaniel's like, yes, Batman, man, and he's just trying to make, you know, evil decisions to lure Tua to play out on the field. I think that you're kind of a willing counterpart in all of it. If the player really wants to play and is going to do everything he can do to play, and this early in the season, it was a stupid thing to do. It's, you know, it's very much like, you know, Justin Herbert taking, you know, you can't miss a game to maybe give his ribs a little bit more rest in these situations. And he goes and gets lit up by Jacksonville a little bit more because he's not half the quarterback that he is. And I think, you know, Tua did not look like himself today. He did not look like the guy we had seen in the first 3 weeks. He was very clearly compromised. And by the way, admitted this week that it was really hard for him to throw the football, that it was going to have a big effect on the type of player or the type of way that he could play probably. And, you know, this is the result of that. You have you have him unfortunately getting slammed on probably a body part that was already vulnerable, whether it be his back or his head. You had a player who was not nearly at 100% viable to go and take those types of hits and be in that type of physical game. It was really unfortunate, and it's going to be the Dolphins are going to get dragged for this. And, you know, I get it. The natural thing for a fan base is to be like, these are all the things that 1, 2, 3, all they have to go through. It's like, all right, well, this is what they say though, guys. We don't really know. I mean, this is a, This is a team. This is a sport that has done a lot to hide a lot. And I think that when we can all see something pretty obvious with our eyes, we should all just be a little bit smarter on what the right thing to do is for those players. Because they, from my standpoint, the Dolphins allowing Tua to get his way to go out there and play was the wrong thing to do. Even if he was the biggest driving force, even if Tua wanted to kick and scream and do everything he wanted to play, because I probably think that was a huge catalyst for this. I think Tua is tough as hell. I think he's been through a lot of shit with his, you know, injury past and everything that has happened in his career so far. And I think that he wanted to do everything that he could he wants to put every narrative to bed this season, you know? But I thought the Dolphins did him a disservice by letting him go out in the field. I thought that was a dumb thing to do. And no, the worst case scenario happened and unfolded in front of all of our eyes. We'll take a quick break here on the Porpoise Pod. We'll do some final thoughts on the game, which do feel very secondary after all this. But they had a chance to go to 4-0 and they come up short. Porpoise Pod swims on after this. Porpoise Pod swimming on here after the Dolphins' first loss of the season. Overshadowed, obviously, by the injury of Tua Tagovailoa, who he was hurt, concussed, dropped on his back on a pretty nasty hit, and had to be stretchered off the field. So we are hoping for a speedy recovery for the Miami Dolphins quarterback. Tyreek Hill, he tweeted out after the game, "Respect to them boys in the jungle. Let's get back to work. Prayers up for Uno." Tyreek Hill had a really nice game today. He finished the game with 160 yards receiving on 10 catches. Had that 64-yard bomb. You know, those were, looking back on this game, you are going to kick yourself a little bit on, even without having Tua. You know, Teddy Bridgewater had some moments, certainly set up. Raheem Mostert was really impressive on that last drive that set him up for good spots. But, you know, on that Tyreek Hill bomb to him, they weren't able to punch that into the end zone. And then with the drive where they were starting up, they could have taken the lead. Teddy Bridgewater throws that interception, miscommunication between him and Mike Gesicki, who tends to be pretty limited in what his effect has been in this offense. It was a crushing interception, and the Bengals kind of just stuffed it down your throat. That is a really, really talented receiving core between T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and Ja'Marr Chase. You know, they've all had monster catches today. T. Higgins had a long of 59. Ja'Marr Chase had a long of 56. Tyler Boyd had a long of 43. So they all made big plays for Joe Burrow, who finished 20 of 31, 287 yards, two TDs, and gets himself the victory in there. I will say, those Bengals uniforms, sweet as hell. But, you know, again, seeing like some of the reaction on social media from this whole Tua situation and people who are, you know, trying to be very mad at the Dolphins. And look, I think it's one of these things where you're upset at what happened. Obviously, you never want to see a guy, especially you don't want to see any player in the situation that Tua is in, but certainly, you know, I think a guy who has got a lot of this fan base rallying behind him, and to see again, maybe this season be put on hold because of a really, really crappy hit was it just sucks. Connor Williams, the Dolphins center, said after the game that Tua was completely fine, able to play coming off Sunday's injury in Buffalo. It was a freak accident and a bleepy situation. And he said that the Dolphins medical staff is first class. That is from Jeremy Fowler's Twitter account. And look, you know, maybe he was. You know, maybe he was completely fine. Was he 100%? I mean, like, listen, he was on the injury report all week. He clearly, let's not say that he was completely fine. Okay, he wasn't completely fine to play in this game. Even if protocols were what they were, the guy came in with a banged up back, a jacked up back. And I don't even think this comes down to me thinking the Dolphins were nefarious in this and that they were willingly negligent with Tua. But I do think that they had a quarterback who was not at his best physical form. And I think that always leaves you susceptible to being vulnerable to pretty gnarly stuff happening. And I think that's what sucks most about it is, part of it is probably bad freak luck that happened. And that's true. You know, that just because the Dolphins didn't do anything willingly wrong, which I don't think they did, it doesn't mean that maybe this is something that probably should have been avoided by their quarterback not playing. Raheem Mostert, he tweeted out after the game, "That was a tough one. We'll bounce back. Let's continue to praying. Hand on number one." So everybody having the support. And I do think that Mike McDaniel made a great point after the game where he goes like, look, if anybody ever questioned what Tua meant to his teammates or how he is as a leader, that was very evident with how hard that was for, you know, seemingly everybody to kind of get back into the flow of things and how people were acting after that game. It very clearly shook them up in a big, big way. As far as this loss, like, look, I think that for them to be put in that situation of losing Tua and have Teddy in there, you know, Teddy is he's a okay quarterback. I thought that, you know, Teddy Bridgewater did some good things, had that one big play to Tyreek Hill. But also you don't really trust him when you're in the red zone to go throw touchdowns, and, you know, he'll throw a stinky pick every now and then. You know, if they have to go a long stretch with him at quarterback, I don't know what the success rate is. Now they are going to a much easier part of their schedule if he does have to go out there and be your quarterback. But, you know, I continue to be unimpressed by some of the things that that Teddy Bridgewater is bringing to the table right now. But, you know, I can't expect. What do you expect? I mean, he's your backup quarterback. I think the thing that's disappointing is, like, even with all that being said, like, you were in a pretty good position to take that game away from Cincinnati the way things were going for them. Defense had some really, really good stands in some short yardage situations. They came up and were forcing field goals time and again against the Bengals, and that was very, very impressive to see. So even though the score may not dictate it by the end of it, and you saw some of the big numbers that they were able to put up, I do think that the Dolphins put themselves in a position to take this one, and that's being dealt an awful situation with Tua's injury. And they definitely had their chances to be 4-0. They definitely had their chances to be 4-0. You know, the biggest thing is that's a concern after this is the injuries, man. And I'm not going to sit here like the Bills fans blaming the injuries as the reason they lost. I think it's just a reality of it. And I think a lot of us saw this on the horizon with this Thursday night game. At least, let's be honest, man, these Thursday night games suck. Nobody's having fun with this. You know, you go in there and it's like you're getting a banged up product. Nobody seems like they're all up to snuff and they're all up to 100%. And especially if you have to go out on the road, they got to do something if they're going to keep this around with having teams off a bye, or, you know, having some type of way where the travel is as limited as possible. But, you know, this was, if anybody could have seen this from a mile away, that the Dolphins playing Thursday night after that Bills game and the way that Bills game went, that there were going to be some physical issues coming out of it. So that one is, that makes it really, really tough to eat, but it is what it is. They are 3-1, and we'll try and bounce back against the Jets in 10 days. As far as this one, we'll continue to monitor the health of Tua Tagovailoa. We'll be back. Solano will be back from the Queen City, fresh off of having some Skyline chili. So we'll porpoise pot it up together and get his reaction to what everything was. Boots on the ground in Cincinnati. And until then, everybody, have a great night. And, well, you guys probably aren't listening to this at night, let's be honest. You guys are probably having a great rest of your day. And the Porpoise Pod will be back with another one soon enough.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.